Kora olai moyed. Chazal teach us that Tisha B'Av is a moyed. It's a moyed like other moyedim. We understand that it's a different kind of a moyed. Moyedim l'simcha. The moyed of Tisha B'Av, be'ezer Hashem, yehafech l'sasen l'simcha, like the Navi says. Even b'zman hazeh, it's called a moyed. Every moyed has mitzvahs, cheftza shel mitzvah, that misha oimid besoy the inyan, the matar of the mitzvah, besides kasher tziva Hashem, is to be mechaber you to the moyed. The dalad minim, the sukkah, the matzah, the various mitzvahs of the moyed are mechaber you to the moyed, they connect you to the moyed. What's the cheftza shel mitzvah by the moyed of Tisha B'Av? The pasuk says, mi yitein roishi mayim ve'einai mekor dima. If matzah is the cheftza shel mitzvah by Pesach, and dalad minim is the cheftza shel mitzvah by Sukkis, by Tisha B'Av, the cheftza is the dmois. Vateirad einai dmois. You know, it used to be the dmois on Tisha B'Av were more genuine, they were more real. The tzoris were, in a sense, that people were margish. They were margish be kechoytech be basar achai. You know, there's a story of the Chassam Sofer and the yeshiva of the Chassam Sofer. The entire year, not Tisha B'Av, not Bein HaMetzarim, the entire year there was Tikkun Chatzos. And once, in the winter, a bachur that was doing Tikkun Chatzos, that was the Chazan, he wasn't crying. And the Chassam Sofer said, there's a reyesa on this bachur. There's something wrong, there's something off. He's not crying by Tikkun Chatzos. Why aren't we crying? There's, of course, the story of the soldiers that came, the first ones that came to the Kaisel in the Six-Day War, and one of them is crying, and he's crying. He says he's a Frumayid, he's crying. He remembers the Gaguim that they had before 1948, before when we had the Kaisel, and he was crying. And there was a different soldier who was Rochik, Mitairu Mitzvahs, and he was also crying. They ask him, why are you crying? Rabid, why are you crying? He says, I'm crying because I don't understand why we're crying. But the Nakuda is, we're in Ikvus of the Meshicha. In the guf of an Adam, the Ekev, the heel, is the least sensitive. You can walk and stample on pebbles. Even a shtech doesn't hurt it. It's dry. It's dead meat. It's dead flesh. It doesn't margish as much as the other Evarei guf. We're at the Ekev, which we're less margish. But the Avoida of the Moyed of Tisha B'Av is to try to be margish. B'chol Eifin, we have Gaguim for Yerushalayim. We want to be able to realize that Hashem is calling out to us. When we say Eicha, Hashem is calling out to us, and He's saying Ayeka. Now everyone knows the whole year when we, certainly during Bein HaMetzarim, every mitzvah we do is Boina and Evan Michorbis Yerushalayim, and every Aveiru we do takes one off. It's Keseder, this process. They say Reb Chaim Tzanzer once said on Tisha B'Av, he says, Kemat, the whole Beis HaMikdash is ready. The whole Beis HaMikdash. Just there's one more Peroichas that has to go on. So they said, no. So he said, yeah, but Kol's man that we're Toich Kedei, the Beniyah, there's other people and other places causing Chorban. It's a Kesedetic process. You know, but the Gemara says in Shabbos, in Perek HaBoine, Echad Noisen Es HaEven, Ve'echad Noisen Es HaTit, the ones that Noisen Es HaTit, he's the one that's Chai for the Binyan, because just putting up stones without the Tit is not going to be the Binyan. What's the Tit? The Demois, the passion, the doing it with a pnimius, not just the avonim, but a chibur between each evan and evan. That's being boina Yerushalayim. That's what we have to do. Now it says we have to be mitzape li Yeshua. Now mitzape means to expect. Someone tells you there's a guest coming tomorrow at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Okay, so you expect him. If it's not something you're so excited about, you're not hoping, you're not mikave tikva, you're not hoping that he's going to come. But then there's another level, mechake, waiting, anticipating, waiting, achakalei. We have to really have that rotzayin, a tshuka, a gaguim, to want. You know, there's a story, the Beis Halevi, B'shaitoi, in the beginning, didn't want to take upon himself the mantle of leadership of the Rabbonus of Brisk. But then he heard that 10,000 of the Yidden of the city came out, all waiting, mitzapim, anticipating that he should come. So he was nichna, he came. The Chofetz Chaim said, on this story, on this event, he said, if there would be 10,000 Yidden that would say, yes, we're waiting, mitzapim, we're waiting by the train station, we're waiting for Mashiach, that's the peace of Yeshua would talk, bring Mashiach. We know the difference between the first Beis HaMikdash and the second Beis HaMikdash. The first Beis HaMikdash, B'Ketzara, is Keneged the Shalish Avos, and that's why the Churban was from the Gimel Averis Chamuris, which the Sforum explained, the parallel of the Gimel Averis Chamuris, Avodah Zarah, Gilei Arayos, Shfichas Damim, is parallel to the Gimel Avos. L'umas, the second Beis HaMikdash, which is from Klal Yisrael alone, the Atzmusoy of Klal Yisrael, and the Sibas HaChurban of it was Sinas Chinam. The Gemara says in Yuma, Eidechim Bebira, that they didn't come back for the second Beis HaMikdash. Although Rabbi Yonis and Ibishitz explains, it's all the first Churban also. The first Churban, after 70 years, they got another chance, but when it was Necher of the second time, it was Necher of both Churbanis. But upon them, the focus by us is on the Churban of the Sinas Chinam. I heard a Hadgosha, you know, what's worse? Rachmana Litzlan, cancer? Sartan, Azam Machla, that Mamish kills? Or the flu? A lot of people die from the flu. But it's not as bad as Yena Machla. Yeah, but flu is contagious. It's contagious. It spreads. And that's the Nakud of Sinas Chinam. Maybe it's not Gimel Averis Chamuris. It's maybe not Gimel Averis Chamuris, but it spreads. And we have to work on, how do we work on it? If we're mitgageya for the ruchnius of the Beis HaMikdash, and to realize that even the Torah is not the same, chalkeinu b'seir secha is going to be different when it comes back to Beis HaMikdash. And we lift ourselves and strive for higher musagim, memela, the petty, and maybe sometimes it's not so petty, but the petty differences and chalukim and machloikais just fall away. They fall away when we look at the larger picture. You know, we're going to say in Mincha, on Yerushalayim, the Brach of Nachem, Ho'ir HaShfeilo of HaBezuyo of HaShemeima. And I was once asked by a Frayid, he's actually an Or Enikel of one of the Gedolim of pre-war Churban Europe, aber not the Shemar Torah Mitzvahs. He says, Yerushalayim is all built. We have buildings, bridges, trains, planes. You say in the Nusach HaTfila Shfeilo, B'zuyo HaShemeima. They told him, imagine there's a chasana, and someone comes into the chasana, and the chasana is all very nice. There's a smorgasbord, there's music. Looks very lebedic. And they say, yeah, over a week ago, the chasan ran away. The chasan ran away, disappeared. He was vayivrach. There's no chasan. And the mechutanim decided, listen, they already paid for the caterer, they paid for the food, so they're going to shtel the wedding. But there's no chasana. The chasan is not here. Ikar chasan min ha-sefer. Yerushalayim, avada, we're preparing, and everything that's being built is being built for that matara. Aber Devaila was still waiting, mitzapim, mechakim, with gaguim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu shetake bimamali kol haaretz kvoidoi, and Yerushalayim should be bnuya b'herem v'yameinu.